Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Something's not right, Tommy.
What happened?
A city of our size can only support so many of the same types of business.
Yeah.
Yet this kind of restaurant, multiple franchises from all over America, keep showing up and opening multiple locations. If we're not there yet, if we have not maxed out on sandwich capacity, at what point are we getting there?
And what's your take different than anybody else's?
Preach, brother.
What is it?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. There is another sub-chain that is opening in the greater Rochester area.
Who's coming?
Yesterday, it was announced that Primo Hoagie will be opening a College Town location on May 15th.
I have never heard of Primo Hoagie. I've never seen a commercial.
Neither have I. Kimmy, you familiar with Primo Hoagie?
Nope.
Okay. So the franchise, which started in Philly, hence the Hoagie.
Ooh.
We'll be opening three locations in the greater Rochester area over the next couple of months.
All right. Man,
get your, so is this like the hot steak sandwich?
So I don't know what their hook is. It just looks like a sub shop.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it just says Primo Hoagie and it subs. Mm. There's nothing that seems unique about it. 252 WCMF. Has anybody had Primo Hoagie before?
But you know it's Primo. Top shelf.
It's right there on the sign.
Yeah. It just says Italian specialty sandwiches.
Wow. That's different. They probably got some kind of crazy thing like a salami in there.
So Primo Hoagie joins a packed sandwich scene in the greater Rochester area. As far as chains go, we're talking Subway, Jimmy John's, Firehouse Subs, Jersey Mike's. You could throw Panera in there if you wanted
to.
All of those restaurants have multiple locations across the greater Rochester area. Then come the big-time joints from Rochester known for just sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Your DiBella's, your Amel's, your Pellegrino's, your Calabrese's, your Philly Steakout, your Rubino's. I know I'm forgetting another dozen of them. Then you got Wegmans and Tops and all the other smaller grocery stores that make subs in store for my money. And I've said this multiple times. Honeyway Falls Marketplace, one of the best subs in the area. Go check it out.
And then there's like those little closeted ones you never think about.
Yep.
And they're all over the place. Mm-hmm.
And you're not even thinking, Tommy, of the pizza places that also make subs. Because every pizza place, it feels like, makes subs, and they do a great job. Then come the Italian bakeries that have subs on the menu on top of their bread and their pastries. There's at least a dozen of those in the greater Rochester area. No exaggeration. There may be 100 places in the greater Rochester area where you can go and get a sub.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell does a business look at Rochester and get, you know what they need? More sandwich.
Give me the sandwich.
Is the sub the most popular food in the greater Rochester area?
It doesn't seem to be, but it must be, though.
I guess, though, in terms of lunch, it has to be number one
people. Why?
It's just an easy, like, stop in, grab what you want, get out kind of thing.
So here's the thing. You say that.
Yeah.
And you think that, but it's never that way. Because getting a sub,
it does take a little time.
During the lunch rush?
But,
during the lunch rush?
Yeah, but a lot of them have it down to a science.
Yeah.
Okay, like DiBella's. You can tell this man has not bought a sub in 15 years.
It's been a few years.
Yeah, you shut your sub.
But I know sub people. And I think like DiBella's in those places, Wegmans definitely has it down.
You're kidding,
to
where
that. Yeah, it's quick.
You can, no, it's not.
I mean, you had to
Kimmy's
get
a face. Kimmy's making a sub face.
All right, it's not as fast as like getting a burger through a drive-thru. You're right.
Okay. The people, I will say this.
Yeah.
The people working at Wegmans making the subs, they do a great job and they're working as hard as they
can. It only takes one person to order like two hot subs for that line to get backed up.
And I always end up behind that old lady or like she's staring at her. You know what?
They'll take like a whole order for people.
How sweet are the sweet peppers? Are they hot and sweet?
It does blow my mind when somebody gets up there and doesn't know what they want yet. Come on, man. You came here for one reason.
And we've been standing in line for five minutes. You've been staring at the menu for 5 minutes.
What kind of bread do you have?
So in Pittsburgh, they literally have that DiBella's sub shop, right?
Well,
and then
Oh, yeah.
Basically, it's a DiBella's, but it's their sub shop.
Sure.
And then they have another sandwich shop.
Yeah, there's like the...
Right across from it. So you can get it from either end, whatever kind of sandwich you want.
What, you like your sandwich from either end?
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't?
No kidding.
Yeah. I got this, it up.
Well, seeing as how popular sub shops are in Rochester, I got this new business I'm trying out.
Mm. And what's it called?
It's called... Well, you didn't ask where it was.
Oh, yeah. Where is it?
It's in the men's room. It's a kiosk.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's called,
what's it called
Uncle Pat's Got Your Sub from Either End. Close your eyes. Bend over. Full of sauce.
And it's so Wegmans when you go, because I told you there's one dude there. He's obviously from Scotland. He's got the thick Scottish accent. And it's so funny. Like, he's making Italian sandwiches with that thick Scottish accent. It's only, you'd only get that at Wegmans.
Does he ever get upset if people are taking too long to order their sandwich?
You gotta move it along. I'm at the Mercer in a bakery. And I was thinking, like, did that guy move all the way over here just to make sandwiches?
No, he didn't move over here just to make sandwiches.
So how do you think he... So he's in Scotland, right? And then he comes here to make sandwiches.
Uh-huh. It's possible he came here to study. It's possible he fell in love with someone and met and moved here with them. It's possible his family moved when he was younger and he...
Do you think he was in Scotland, maybe, and he stood up at the pub one night and he goes, I got news for all of you. I'm moving to the States. I'm going to be making sandwiches. I'm going to end up being a millionaire. Be banging Beyonce before you know it.
What the hell is
that? And I'll be laughing at all the likes of you.
What is wrong?
That took a turn.
And he got on the boat. He left. He waved everybody. Got the apron on.
I didn't know Jay-Z was Scottish. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. We're talking about Primo Hoagie. They are a Philadelphia area sandwich franchise. They are opening a location in College Town. Their first one in Rochester on May 15th. They say they'll be opening three locations across the greater Rochester area over the next few months. But they join at least half a dozen franchises, at least 30 actual sub shops, all of the pizza places, Wegmans, Tops, the little grocery stores, all the Italian bakeries that make subs in Rochester. There have to be, in the greater Rochester area, 100 places to get a sub sandwich if you want it. And they decided we needed three more.
Yes.
The weird thing about the franchises specifically, your Subways, your Jimmy John's, your Firehouse, your Primo subs, they're not all that different from each other.
They're all the same. And here's the one thing I don't get. Why would you ever make a sub at home? Like, they sell you those sub rolls.
Do people make subs at home?
Yeah, but you always say the sub rolls.
Yeah.
It's cheaper to get theirs. Because by the time you buy all that stuff, I'm thinking it's more expensive to make a sub at your house. Hmm.
I don't know a lot of people that make homemade subs.
But they sell the bread and everything.
Yeah, you're right.
I like homemade subs.
You do?
Why would you?
See, I mean, I get, like, making a sandwich at home, but, like, to make a full-on... Yeah, full-on, like...
Then they just get that
sub.
Scottish accent down right. It would be, I'm making it for only a lot of you. He ate a sandwich.
No, there's like, so I used to work at a place in the city where you
could... Oh, City Sub.
Yes. Yeah. They weren't a sub place, but you could get like a small hoagie, right?
Yeah.
And I would make this like steak sandwich with like a bunch of unique stuff on it, and I can't get it anywhere else, so every once in a while I'll do it at home. And
like, I would never be motivated to your point, because I could just go out and get a quick sub.
No, you're right. It takes a while, but when I'm done, I'm happy with myself.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. But again, going back to the idea that all of these sub-franchises are pretty much the same sandwich. Like, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, they're all burger places, but they all sell very different types of food.
They all have, like, their specialty.
Yeah.
You know
sauces,
what I mean?
Fries are different, everything's
frosty.
Different.
Yeah, like, but if you were to even do a blind taste test on burgers, I could tell you immediately which one's the McDonald's, which one's the Burger King, which one's the Wendy's. Mm. If you were to line up Subway, Jimmy John's, Jersey Mike's, Primo, I would not be able to tell you in a blind taste test which sub is which. I couldn't.
No, you're right.
So then why do they all exist? And by the way, there's like seven other sub-franchises that are popular in the Northeast that we don't even have here.
Really?
Yes.
Well, Quiznos was here and they're gone.
They're gone. Quiznos is no longer here.
Right.
There isn't one anymore?
Nope, not in Rochester.
Weren't
they
going
to open one up that was like a story and then it never happened? Because I looked last night to see if Quiznos were still open.
Oh, okay, so they are all gone.
I mean, it didn't show up on Google, did it? Is there still a Quiznos here? 252-WCMF, 252-9263, with Primo Hoagie moving in to be the 5,000th sandwich shop in Rochester. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Good, good, good.
So, like Jimmy was saying, there's that guy that always gets in front of you that doesn't know what he wants. I'm apologizing because I'm that guy. All I know is I want a sub. That's the only reason I'm there.
Yeah.
I just don't know what kind yet. But, yeah, for me, I like Max Philly Steak down in Canandaigua.
Yeah, Philly Steaks. Max Philly Steaks, they got one in Victor, they got one in Canandaigua, one in Fairport.
But, like, how do you go to that place and not know what you're getting?
A Philly Steak.
I don't know. I just want some meat and some stuff and some bread and some sauce on it. I don't know.
Here's what pissed me off. Tommy
probably has a kiosk for that.
We already did the kiosk joke, Ben. Here's what pissed me off. If I'm in line behind Ben, and he's like, you can't decide.
Make up your mind, buddy. What did I say? The sandwich I want?
What would bother me? Like, Ben, you're a big guy. You're a big dude.
Oh, he's thick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
bad boy.
Whatever you pick, you're going to shove in your face. So just make a decision.
You're going to inhale something. It.
Like, that's what, if I'm waiting to get my sub, but I'm watching, you know, thick Ben choosing a, just thick shut up. You're going to eat it. You're going to eat what they could.
And you only get, like, I'd imagine, like, most of the time you're getting the same thing every time, anyways, right? Like, how often do you switch up your sub routine?
Well, I mean, most of the time I wind up getting an Italian assorted sub, but then sometimes.
That's all you have to say.
I might want a chicken finger sub. You know, like, there's other options. It just depends on the day.
Well, you know, the strangest part about this is Ben's rich family history of subs. Because his grandfather, did you know this?
No.
That Ben's grandfather came from Scotland to make subs here in Rochester?
Really?
Yes,
really?
It was Ben's family, because, you know, genetics, but they're from
Scotland. Man, let me tell you something. I'm going to take my steam chip, and I'm going to head to the States, and I'm going to make sandwiches for the lot of them Yanks. And you'll be laughing, and you'll be crying, because I'll be a millionaire, and my grandson. Just don't get started with that kid.
I've never been more impressed.
I was going to say,
he can't make up his goddamn mind at the sandwich.
I'm going home. I had a stroke.
That's it. Show's over.
Thanks for the call, bud. Have a good rest of the day. There goes newly Scottish Ben.
With a steamboat.
Steamboat Ben?
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.